The issue of software piracy is currently a hot topic worldwide. With file-sharing programs freely available on the web and copied CDs abundant in markets around the country, pirated software is all too easy to obtain, not only in the Czech Republic. As a member of the Berne Convention and the Paris and Universal Copyright Conventions, the principal international organisations which protect copyright, the country has taken a number of steps in recent years to increase its compliance with international piracy laws. A number of measures have been taken by software producers and legal bodies to combat the problem. Tomáš Koška is the head of the Windows client for Microsoft in the Czech Republic. He describes how the piracy phenomenon first appeared in the country.
I think it began just after the revolution in 1989 when software companies started to enter the market and they found themselves in a situation where there was a very high level of piracy, the level of piracy we today see in countries such as, you know, maybe Russia, Ukraine or Vietnam. And then during this 15 years, there has been done a significant amount of work to combat software piracy in our market.
What specifically has been done?
Well, a lot of things, both on the level of legislation, working with legislators to make sure intellectual rights are properly protected, and also a lot of education and awareness on the side of users and really communicating to them what are the risks associated with using pirated software, especially on the side of small and mid-sized companies.
What sort of damage has it done?
Well, like I said, I'm responsible for the Windows business, and today we see that about out of the two Windows PC users, one of them is not using legal Windows. And that has a big effect on the ecosystem, because people installing software, maybe from internet, they many times don't know that they are installing software that has been somehow damaged, has some malicious software or spyware. They are then using that on their PC. They are not maybe able to use all the updates they need to, and then that's a great danger to the ecosystem.
How difficult is the investigation proving into how many people do have pirated software?
Well, like I said, it's about 40% of our Windows users are using pirated software, and you know, our main goal with this is to really make a differentiation between genuine and legal user of Windows and someone who is just pirating the copy. And in the future, we would like to bring them a lot of value in terms of updates, applications, maybe some downloads from the internet, and even some enhancement to the user experience in the new version, for example, of Windows, which will be called Windows Vista. They may not, the user that didn't pay may not have the same experience, the same beautiful user interface as someone who has properly paid for the software.
And that is actually in progress now, that's being produced right now?
Yes, that's being produced right now, and it's going to be on the market by this year end.
And do you think that the problem of piracy is improved? Do you think the situation is improving in the Czech Republic?
Yes, it has been improved quite nicely in the last 15 years. I think, you know, we went from something like 90% to 40% that we are today. So it's a great achievement. It's something that, you know, we are not solely responsible for. A lot of people, especially on the part of government and justice. And that, of course, contributes quite well to the Czech economy.
Indeed, the level of software piracy in the Czech Republic has seen a significant drop in the last few years. A report issued on Wednesday by the Internet Data Centre showed particular improvement on the part of Czechs. As Mr. Koška mentioned, the percentage of illegal software in the country has decreased by around 26% since 1994. Markéta Zemanová is the piracy manager for Slovakia and the Czech Republic for Microsoft. She describes a little of the progress which has been made in recent years.
The Czech Republic has now achieved the 40% piracy level, which is basically a decrease by 1% from the last year. And in total, it's about 15 to 20% less than, say, 10 years ago. So a great progress has been done on the enforcement level. The legislative framework has been improved. A new Copyright Act has been introduced. And especially after the Czech Republic entered into European Union, loads of awareness and loads of enforcement and education activities has been done basically jointly with a great improvement of police investigation work.
Wednesday's report puts the Czech Republic high in the European rankings in terms of the prevalence of illegal software. The country's 40% piracy level puts it 12th out of the 35 countries observed in the IDC research. But with neighbouring Austria maintaining a rate as low as 26%, there is still work to be done to reduce the problem of piracy. Markéta Zemanová believes that progress made here has been substantial, but that further measures could still be taken.
The Czech Republic now is among the 20 countries which are ranked as the best countries in the whole EMEA region, which is the Europe, Middle East and North Africa region. So Czech Republic has made a great progress over the last, say, 10 years since we started to analyze the piracy in global scale. We are far better than some of the ex-East European countries that also accessed EU together with us, like Poland and others. But still, compared to the other countries which already has entered EU some years ago, I think we still have to do, you know, a bit of more progress to be able at least to sustain the same level of piracy as we managed to get now.
The consequences for software pirates can range from fines worth twice the original value of the software or up to 5 years in prison for the most serious cases of illegal software distribution. Those found guilty of piracy can also be made to pay compensation to the software manufacturers themselves, costs which can be as high as 1 million crowns, that's over $45,000. But apart from the legal ramifications which threaten software pirates, companies are taking other more preventative measures to keep the problem under control. Jan Hlavač is the spokesman for the Business Software Alliance in the Czech Republic. He describes precisely what is being done.
There are many things that we do. We try to lobby in all the countries around the world for better copyright laws. We spread awareness regarding copyright laws. We have run several campaigns in the Czech Republic that actually highlighted the risks connected with piracy. But we also try to teach companies how to use software properly. We have created a dedicated webpage that deals with software management issues. Software management, again, that's very important, especially in the recent years. It's basically a new business area that deals with managing software licenses. We also teach companies how to basically transfer the responsibility for the software to the end users. So we have done quite a lot in terms of education.
And finally, in light of this action, in light of what is being done to combat the problem, what do you think the future is? Do you think the trend is looks bright?
Definitely. Because I think that governments over the world realize that in economics terms they suffer quite a lot, so they try to do something with it. And of course the software companies try to lobby for copyright improvement as well. Look at China, what's happening there at the moment. So I definitely think that the future is bright, and I'm fairly curious what's going to happen with the piracy rate in the Czech Republic in the coming years.
But you would advise propagators of pirate software to watch out?
Oh, definitely, because I know that the police has improved a lot and they should worry.